Grace, meet, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus this morning. I just want to focus on a simple passage. It was in the forgiveness of sins. These words, whoever has the Son has life. John's referencing eternal life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. Dear friends, it doesn't feel very good to feel inadequate, that you just don't measure up to everyone else. Have you ever felt inadequate? I think we all have. There's a story that bears this out. It's a story of a mother and a daughter walking out in the woods along a path, and the mother and daughter came to an obstacle in that path, a giant log sitting right in front of the path they were walking on, and the daughter said to the mother, "Mom, do you think I'm strong enough to lift that log and get rid of it?" And the mom thought about it for a while, and she responded, "Yes, but you need to use all your strength." The daughter heard those words, took them very seriously, took them to heart. She rolled her sleeves up, bent down, and put her arms underneath that log and gave a bunch of heave-hos, and with all her strength tried to move the log, but the log wasn't going anywhere. The daughter backed away for a few moments and rolled her sleeves up even higher and growled and put her arms underneath the log to lift it again and remove it, and it wouldn't move, wouldn't budge. This really frustrated the daughter, and she got very angry at her mother and turned to her and said, "You said, Mom, that if I used I could move this with my strength." The mom paused and said, "That's what I said, but I actually said this: if you used all your strength, you never asked me to help you." And so, of course, the daughter asked the mother to help her. And the mother, as any good mother would do, they bent down together and they removed the log with their strength together. And the obstacle was out of their way. I like that story because it illustrates the strength that we have in life is not just what we have, but our strength in life is also those who are standing right next to us, who walk alongside us in life. That's an important lesson to hold on to. You know, so often we feel like that little girl. We feel inadequate, like we're not strong enough. And I don't know what you do when you feel inadequate or you just don't measure up, but a typical thing that we do, and I'm guilty of this too, is we compare ourselves to someone who is even less adequate than we are. That makes us feel a little bit better about ourselves. Do we do that? Think about the Ten Commandments. God asks us to completely follow the Ten Commandments, every jot and tittle, not 95%. God wants 100% following the Ten Commandments. And we're all guilty of slipping and falling and not following the Ten Commandments, whatever it is. And when we do slip and fall, we say things like this: "Well, yeah, the seventh commandment, yeah, I guess it was in high school, I stole a candy bar at the grocery store, but man, my neighbor down the street, he stole a car last week." It makes us feel a little more adequate to put other people down. You know what? Adam actually did this in the Garden of Eden. When God catches Adam and says, "Adam, are you eating from the tree that you weren't supposed to?" Do you remember Adam's response? Adam says, "Yeah, I guess I did, but boy, did you look at her, that lady that you gave me? She's far worse." Adam was trying to make himself feel a little more adequate. But you know, whenever we do that, we're all guilty of it. We're not abiding by God's law. In fact, we're making ourselves even more inadequate. And it gets worse and worse. We're just not strong enough. God gives us things in our life, blessings, to make us feel more adequate. Like that we measure up to things. Here are some things that he blesses us with. Our work. Work is a great blessing, isn't it? God gave that to Adam in the Garden of Eden. When Adam went to work, he came home probably at night and put his feet up on the couch. Probably didn't have couches. But he put his feet up and he felt productive, like he had done something. He felt adequate. It was wonderful. And we do the same thing with the work that God gives us. It's a great blessing, the work. But friends, if we're looking for our adequacy just to come from our work, we'll be sorely disappointed. Jesus approached a man once who was very good at work. His name was Zacchaeus. Better than anyone else. He got job promotions. He was like a lower level tax collector. He worked hard and hard and hard, and he became the chief tax collector, Luke tells us. And he was wealthy beyond everybody else. Jesus came to Zacchaeus and said, Zacchaeus, there's a way that you can be more adequate, and it's not just in your job. I want to teach it to you. Work is definitely one of those things that helps us feel adequate. But if that's the only place that we're going to get our feelings that we are adequate in life, we will fail miserably. Another blessing God gives us to make us feel a little more adequate, our families. Isn't it a wonderful blessing to have families? Yes. And today is Mother's Day. And man, I shouldn't say anything bad about mothers this morning. Because Mother's Day gives us warm fuzzies. Our mothers are there to, yes, do that project the last second. Mom, I love that, Brad. Man, I got a project tomorrow, Mom. We don't have those conversations quite yet, but they are going to come very soon. And Mom knows exactly what to do. My mom's a great blessing to me and has blessed me in my life. But here's the thing about mothers and families too. If the only thing that we're getting our adequacy from is our family, we'll also be a little disappointed. There may be some of you this morning that Mother's Day isn't a warm, fuzzy type feeling day, because sometimes mothers don't make us feel adequate. Now, I'm not saying anybody here, not pointing any fingers, but there's actually many mothers in the Bible that fit that description. Think of Rachel in the book of Genesis. Rachel had a favorite son. Do you remember her name? His name was Joseph. And her husband Jacob, he had 11 sons. His favorite son was Joseph. When it was Joseph's birthday, Joseph got the best gifts. He got the rainbow-colored robe. Joseph was mentioned in front of the other 11 brothers as the best brother. Now, Mother's Day for Joseph was a great day. He wrote nice cards to his mom. But have you ever thought about what the other 11 brothers thought about their mother? It's interesting. It's all throughout the book of Genesis. Here's the tough truth. If we're looking for just adequacy so that we feel good about ourselves, just in our families, as wonderful as a blessing as that is, it won't completely fill us up and make us feel completely adequate. Friends, this morning, John writes an interesting little letter here and is teaching about what it means to be fully adequate. He writes these words, "Whoever has the Son has life and eternal life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life." John writes this little letter right after he writes his gospel, the one that the major gospel with 20 chapters in the New Testament. Some years have passed by, and John is now writing to some people who are feeling a little inadequate. What do I mean by that? Some of them, time has passed, Jesus has not returned. Some of them have sinned seriously. They're feeling inadequate. John addresses it in chapter 1. Some of them, and it was mentioned in Bible class this morning, some of them, after Jesus' life, started following false teachers, and they were feeling inadequate. John addresses that in chapter 3. Some of these Christians, after Jesus' coming, were living life with just the strength within themselves. And so John writes this letter to point them to what will make them feel 100% adequate, complete, and filled in life. John says the strength that you have is not just within yourself. It's with the person that God has given you that is walking right by your side, Jesus. Whoever has the Son has everything. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. Friends, this morning we had a beautiful moment with a baptism for Maggie. What is that all about? Well, without baptism, each one of us is walking alone, lifting up the obstacles in our life, straining, trying to lift harder and harder and rolling up our sleeves, and it's just not working, and the more we feel inadequate. But with baptism, my friends, when you face an obstacle, you have someone right by your side, like that mother, that you can just say, "Will you help me lift the obstacle in front of me?" And God will. And God does have the strength. And that gives us adequacy no matter what we have in life. Friends, you have eternal life right now. Eternal life is not when you die. Eternal life is when you're baptized. The Bible teaches that. You have that right now in your life. You know, some people are really, you know, what makes me feel adequate is to know that I have the same, maybe you're the same. What makes me feel adequate is to know that I have the same position as the star in school. Did you ever have that star person in school that just got all A's and everything like that? When I was in college, I didn't make the dean's list every semester. That didn't happen every time. And when I didn't make the dean's list, I felt inadequate. I felt less than, and I thought to myself, man, I need to try harder. But then there was this one girl, I was an accounting major, this one girl named Jennifer. Her name was on the list every single semester. And it dazzled Jennifer. She's on the dean's list. Man, there's a little bit of jealousy when that happened. But then there were some times in which I did make the dean's list. And that made me feel a little more adequate, like I was measuring up to things. But what made me feel really good was that my name was right next to Jennifer's. I had her status on the dean's list. I felt really good. Friends, that's what God has done for you with Jesus. Jesus is the star pupil. Never did he sin. Never did he have kind of an off homework assignment. Never did he slip when the devil tempted him. Yet Jesus went to the cross and died so that you could have his status. So that you could have what he has. Everything Jesus has, you have. Eternal life. Some people and many of our friends are searching for how to be adequate in life. And they search in many different places. Some people search in bad places through drugs, just a momentary high to just feel adequate and on top of the world. Some people choose some not so good friends. Some people choose some good things like work. That's a good thing that God gives us, but it's not the best thing. The best thing is the gift of the Son, Jesus. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son does not have life. You have it. In the waters of baptism. So the next time you're walking along the path of life and you come upon an obstacle, don't roll up the sleeves and bend down and lift it up yourself. Stop. Stop. Remember who's right next to you. Not your mom, who, as wonderful as moms are, Jesus is next to you. And he will remove every obstacle in your way. Even death. Amen. Let's pray about that this morning. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the shadows, the things in life that you give to us that do show us that we're adequate. Mothers, they certainly do that. We thank you for them, and also the work that we're given, and whatever it may be that helps us along our way. But then, Lord, we thank you for that one thing you've given to us, your Son, that helps us to remove all the barriers in life. We have him now. He's by our side. We thank you for that. Lord, each day, open our eyes. Give us pause to ask him to lift the challenges that are right before us. In Jesus' name, amen.